This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the January 6, 1949 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, here are Al Jolson and Larry Parks together, followed by a great Al Jolson song.
Al, I've been thinking over this expense question, and I've decided you should pay.
Oscar, I'm not Al Jolson. I'm Larry Parks.
Gee, Larry, I thought you looked like Al Jolson. I'm awfully sorry.
So is Columbia Pictures. But, Oscar, what were you trying to say to me about expenses?
Well, Jolson brought us down here, and now he's beefing about the money.
Well, now, don't worry about it, Oscar. I promise you. Al will pay.
But, Larry, can you talk for Jolson?
Well, I've done it in two pictures.
You talk like him, and now you're beginning to look like him.
Yeah, you'd be surprised the number of people who mistake me for Al. You know, when we worked in the Jolson story, and we'd both black up and get down on our knees, there was only one way you could tell us apart.
How?
I was able to get up.
Well, Larry, there's another way. When someone mistakes you for Jolson, just shake your pockets. And when they hear the no jingle, they'll be convinced you're not him.
Oh, excuse me, Oscar. Here comes Al. Well, hello, Al, old boy.
Well, hello, Al, young boy.
Gee, Al, what a tan you've got. Now, stand back a minute and let me take a good look at you. Yeah. Tomorrow when I shoot that scene, I better add another wrinkle.
Why wasn't I born a girl? Then I could have had Betty Grable play me.
Al, in those days, girls weren't born. They got them from ribs.
This boy is padding his part and my age. But it's good to see you, Larry, and now I've got a chance to ask you something I've always wanted to know.
Well, what is it, Al?
Well, Larry, you played me my first life story, and now you're playing me my second life story. Now, what do you think of that?
Stop already.
But listen, son, on the level, you enjoy doing the part. Tell me, what was the most difficult thing about playing me?
Getting paid.
That was Harry Cohn. I had nothing to do with it. My word of honor. Besides, Larry, I've had a very tough day. Everybody's been trying to get money away from me.
Yeah, that's the real Jolson story.
Stop already, will you?
I'm only kidding, Al. You know, I think an awful lot of you, and it's real nice to be on your program.
Thank you, Larry, and I want you to know I'm happy to have you here with me, really.
Do you really mean that?
Yes, things are a little more equal here. They can hear me sing, but they can't see you.
I was thinking about that. Anytime you want to take a rest, I'll be more than happy to do your singing for you.
Larry, I'll let you sing for me the day Palm Spring freezes over. What am I saying? You did last night, come to think of it.
Well, actually, Al, I couldn't sing in your place. After all, people will always say there was only one Al Jolson.
Until you... Until you came along, Larry. As a matter of fact, I think you just can't help improving yourself when you're playing Al Jolson.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't help improving Al Jolson.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't get levantish. Listen. Everything you did in that picture, everything you did in that picture, I taught you. Remember that.
That's true, Al, and don't think I'm not grateful. Of course, there were some things in the picture that if I'd been the producer, I'd have done a little different.
Now he's playing the life of Harry Cohn. Look, what would you have done differently?
Well, I would have had you play yourself, Al, I'd have played your father.
Larry, why would you want to be my father?
Maybe you'd send a check home once in a while. You see, Al, I'd have a big scene where your father says to you, Asa, you're 12 years old now, and every minute you're in the house, you sing. You sing all morning, and you sing all afternoon. Asa, why don't you run away from home?
But, Papa, I don't want to run away from home. I want to stay here with you and make you happy.
No, Asa. Run away and make me happy.
But, Papa, if I run away, I'll get in trouble. I'll be no good. I'll even be as bad as that little boy next door, Eddie Cantor.
Eddie's a good boy. He's a good boy. He's very popular.
I know he's popular. He's got five girls.
All I want, Asa, is that you should go away and become famous. And if you don't become famous, I don't care. Go away anyhow.
I think I will go away, Papa. Maybe someday I'll be a famous singer.
Good, Asa, good. Maybe sometime you'll be so famous and so important they'll make a picture about your life.
Yeah.
So live well, do a lot of things, be spectacular, and that'll make it real hard for Larry Parks.
It's a good idea, Papa. Then when I'm an old man and I can't sing anymore, I'll quit.
No. Then you'll go on the radio.
That's enough, Larry. This wouldn't have been any good. You see, you're not sweet enough to play my father. You're better playing me. And really, son, I don't want to have any unpleasantries. When I invite you down here to Palm Springs, I wanted, well, both of us to have a good time.
Well, I've had a wonderful time, Al, thanks to you. Incidentally, I have a little matter of business to take up with you.
Larry, please, no more lawsuits.
No lawsuit, Al. It's my expense account. You know, it cost me a few dollars to come down here to the Springs and...
Larry, not you too. You more than anybody should know how I stand financially. You know I'm not wealthy. You see, over at my house, there's a little boy who needs shoes and clothes and food. You see, most men retire, but I got to keep working to take care of that little baby of mine. Larry, with all my heart and soul, I beg you. I beg you, Larry.
No wonder they hired me to act for him.
Larry, all joking aside, of all the songs you sang in the Jolson story, which one did you like best?
Well, Al, I thought I was in particularly good voice in the anniversary song.
Well, that's my choice, too. Lou, for Larry and me, and the public listening, and those in the theater here, play the anniversary song, please. We dance on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom. There were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low, my darling, I love you so. The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but relive that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is on
these podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."